At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for today, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors are expected to certify two county positions when they meet today. Corey Allen will be appointed to the position of Health and Human Service Agency Director, effective April 24th. The position was vacated back in December due to the resignation of Kristen Stranger. In addition, Dr. Renee Ramirez is set to serve as Calaveras County Health Officer for the period of April 27th through June of 2022. The Board of Supervisors will be meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. Now remember, if you are attending in person, you must wear a face covering at all times and observe social distance guidelines that are in place. And you can expect one-way traffic control on Highway 88 today and again tomorrow. Caltrans will conduct one-way traffic control at two locations on the highway. Crews will be working today in Pine Grove doing some utility work from Berry Street to Ridge Road from 8 a.m. to 3:30, and will perform guardrail repairs at Shot Rock Vista from 7 to 5 on Wednesday. You can expect 10-minute delays. Take an alternate route whenever possible. And remember, this work is scheduled to begin as listed, and for the safety of workers and others, please slow for the cone zone. And a McCallamy Hillman was hospitalized with major injuries following a solo vehicle accident Sunday night on Highway 88 just west of Ranch Road. According to the Amador CHP, just after 7:30, Brian Smith allowed his vehicle to cross out of the westbound lane of Highway 88, cross the eastbound lane, and travel down a dirt embankment. The vehicle ultimately collided into an unoccupied daycare center, causing major structural damage to the building. Smith sustained major injury as a result of the collision. CHP reports alcohol and/or drugs are considered to be a factor in that collision. And the effort to recall Governor Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election. The California Secretary of State's office reported yesterday that the threshold of verified signatures reported by counties, which was set at just over 1,400,000, has been met. The campaign has collected more than 1.6 million verified signatures, according to the Secretary of State's office. This now triggers the next phase of the recall process, a 30 business day period in which voters may submit written requests to County Registrar of Voters to remove their name from the recall petition. If after those 30 days the effort retains enough signatures, the Department of Finance will be given 30 days to estimate the cost of the recall election, and after that, a budget committee will have 30 calendar days to review those estimates before the lieutenant governor sets the date for the election. Expected sometime in October or November, the recall ballot would ask voters to choose yes or no on the question of removing Newsom from office, followed by a selection of replacement candidates. More than 50% of voters would be required to vote yes to remove him. And then the candidate with the most votes would be elected governor. Well, California, for decades, a symbol of boundless growth and opportunity, has seen its population growth stall and is losing a U.S. House seat for the first time in its 170-year history. Census Bureau population data released Monday is used to determine how the nation's 435 House seats are allocated. While California remains the most populous state by far with nearly 39 million people, it's growing more slowly than other states and will see its House delegation drop from 53 to 52. That means faster-growing states such as Florida and Texas, with business-friendly policies and lower cost of living, will gain seats. Texas 2, Florida 1. California is among several states that uses a commission to draw state legislative and congressional districts. That means, for now, it's too soon to know how the lines will change and which incumbent politicians could lose their seats. And a team of trained volunteers are helping seniors through the Amador Senior Center to claim their stimulus money by preparing their tax returns for free. Many seniors who did not need to file due to low income may not receive stimulus checks if they haven't filed in the past few years. By donating their time to effectively file a return, these volunteers are helping seniors to claim their stimulus money, which will help them financially. If you would like to take part in this program or for more information, contact the Senior Center. Staff will take your name and phone number and forward them to the tax volunteers. So far, this program has helped some 12 seniors file. The Senior Center number is 223-0442. And a reminder for you that the upcoming COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Amador County on Thursday will be a Johnson & Johnson one-shot. Now, eligibility for this clinic includes those 18 years of age and older who live or work in Amador County. The vaccination clinic will take place at the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Now, again, walk-ins are welcome. On-site registration is available. But if you would like to register for a specific appointment time, visit myturn.ca.gov. Again, this is the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. To be eligible, you must be 18 years of age or older and must live or work in Amador County. And again, Michigan Bar Road closed this week, till Thursday at least, between Highway 104 and Carbondale Road for the replacement of railroad crossings. Again, you can detour Irish Hill Road and Carbondale Road. And that, my friends, a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday. Again, the Amador County Board of Supervisors meets at 9 this morning. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will be up about 9:15 or so to give her report on COVID-19 statistics in the county. We will bring that to you live via KVGC Radio, and you can watch and listen to the entire board meeting via the KVGC Facebook page. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.